email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Gaff Goddess Laura de Barra is in London and in the studio and about to talk to us. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Were you a fan of The Sound of Music?
I actually did quite like it.
Yeah. You can join in if you like.
That was stunning.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd.
That you can't put smile when you hear that. You can't put
exactly.
smile. Listen, great to talk to you again. The seasons, they are changing. We're going from spring to summer. How does that affect what you do and what people should be doing?
Well, I think we're moving into using different things, right, in the season coming up. So a lot of people are making more space for the things they're going to use more, putting away their winter wardrobe, maybe getting a lighter duvet, and how you move things around can affect how they come back to you. So a lot of advice, pretty much. So like one thing I see a lot now on social media and TikTok and stuff is vacuum packing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks it's a one size fits all kind of affair, that you can just vacuum pack the lot of it, throw it up to the top of your wardrobe and be done. But I'm here to tell you, you have to be careful. So when vacuum packing fibres that are man-made is a little bit more straightforward than natural fibres. So, for example, plant-based fibres like cottons, linens and things like that, and then animal-derived fibres can get damaged by vacuum packing because they need air to stay stunning. So when you take the air out of them, they can misshape and lose their kind of lustre and integrity. And it's proven that it takes clothing the same amount of time that they were vacuum packed for to come back to normal. So if you vacuum pack and put away for 3 months, you've got to wait 3 months till they come back to the same kind of... Yeah, I'm telling you, it is a myth that you can just throw it all into vacuum pack and throw it up into the back of your wardrobe.
Okay.
You're taking the air... Like, how fibres, the spinning process in fibres, to be quite like short with it, there's air in there, and that's what makes the fibres that are spun into the yarn that's then woven into the fabric.
Uh-huh.
And when you suck out that fabric, that's vital. Like, do you know you sweat more in a polyester top and some clothes smell more and hold on to bacteria? That's because there's no air within the fibres. It's plastic fibres. It's made from waste of like petroleum byproduct and all that kind of stuff. So they will be able to maintain their integrity. So don't put away things like winter coats that have filling in them. Wool is not one to put away. Instead, just fold them and pop them into a cotton bag instead.
That'll be news to a lot of people. That'll be used.
Listen,
yeah.
Here to break hearts, I'm afraid. And then, so
and the duvet, we're still on a big enough duvet at home now. But I did have to throw it off the other night. Not too much information, I know.
I love it.
Does everybody have a winter and a summer duvet, or is that a luxury, or what?
I think, like I personally, we have two purely because when we both moved in together, he's a hot sleeper, and then I would literally sleep with 74 duvets on top of me if I could, because I'd hate the risk of ever being cold for half a second.
Right.
So we just happen to have a light and a heavier one. You don't have to change it up. It's actually more essential that you change the kind of fibres that are in your sheet and your duvet cover. You should be sleeping in more cotton, and the type of weave as well, like a sateen weave, if you think about it, is a tighter weave and it makes you sweat more. If you get like very hot at night, or you get hot flushes at night, you're better off just using something like a percale weave in the bedding, or like a straight weave, and using cotton.
What weave? A percale?
Percale. They say like percale, most people say, but then if you're fancy, you can say percale. And it's basically, you know, like a work shirt?
Yes.
The way you can breathe more through that. That's the type of weave it is. You're much better just being able to have air flow when you're in
fabric.
Bed.
A breathable fabric. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Because a duvet is expensive, and if you're like, oh, this is only for a couple of months, like 8 weeks under something lighter, and then you've got to store it, just get bedding that's more appropriate for the summer.
And you can get those half and half ones, can't you? I'm just advice for you, me giving you advice. Listen.
Love it.
Because if he's hot and you're not so hot, I mean, when it comes to sleeping in the bed, that maybe you need a half and half duvet, do you?
There you go. And listen, one of my bosses swears a key to a happy marriage is having two duvets.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
So you can just separate completely.
Listen, we said you were coming on. As always, we were inundated with questions for you. So let's get to them then. Will you please ask the goddess, that's you, for some advice on curtains that were washed? Oh, this doesn't sound good. The material shrank, but the lining didn't.
Oh.
If I rip them and re-sew, should I starch the sides? Regards.
So what's happened here is the fibres in the lining and the fibres in the curtain are different. Mm. I would assume that the lining is going to be a man-made fibre so it doesn't shrink with heat, and then the curtains were probably a plant-based fibre, like a linen or a cotton. What you can do, like what they would have done back in the day when this happens, is re-wet the curtains and then hang them upside down, like if you hang them from the hem, not the tape at the top, and leave them for a few dry wet and kind of pull them as they're drying, like every kind of like half hour go over and give them a good tug, and that could actually stretch them.
Would that
out
work? Yeah,
it can work depending on whether there's a mix, if there's a blend in there, and the type of integrity of the fibre, but it's worth trying. Like it'll only take an overnight, an hour, a day or whatever, rather than ripping everything off. Starching curtains is just usually for them to keep shape, but also starching, as long as you don't use like a stiffener, stiffeners are usually synthetic, starches are natural, and they'll help stiffen the fabric to keep the shape, but they'll also prevent dust and dirt getting onto the curtains. It's kind of like an older thing to do to curtains, but I quite like it.
Okay. It reminds me when you remember you got your thing and had the zip and then you washed it and the zip and the material shrunk at different rates and you had the, it looked ridiculous.
Keep the temperatures down. That's how you avoid all
there you
that.
Go. Yeah, I'll
temperatures.
I'll ring my mother later and tell her that. What she should have done back in the day.
God, please.
Does Laura have tips for doing up a regular weekly cleaning schedule and then a monthly, quarterly one for bigger jobs or ones that don't need to be done as frequently? And the order to clean things rooms in, need a simple checklist to get on top of it all in a busy house of five. Thanks, Claire and Wicklow. I think you've probably done this in a book already, have you?
Yeah, if you buy Gaff Goddess,
yes,
it'll all be in there. However, if you've got a house of five, you probably don't have time to read like a book too much and kick back. So I'll tell you in a couple of seconds. So what you mainly want to do every week is you want to be starting with anything sanitary. So kitchen, bathroom, bed linen, and then just hoovering most of the areas that will have things dropped like food and in front of the front door. You don't have to be like a domestic goddess scrubbing your house all the time. It probably actually is worse for people because they won't have as good immune systems. So don't ever put pressure on yourself to have a house perfect. I think quarterly things you want to take care of are areas with water and filters. So extractor fans, the back of the fridge, the dishwasher, the washing machine, cleaning those things out, anything that water passes through, cleaning out drains, things like that. Mm. Then your kind of like bigger jobs will just be seasonal with rotating things. But I think if you just think of things that attract pests like mice and bacteria, just do those weekly to keep on top of it.
Okay, good advice. I have an antique inlaid chest of drawers, which is lovely, but has a damaged leg. Oh, it's completely broken off and I need someone to fix it. Any ideas, please? Angela Blackrock, County Dublin. Would you do something like that yourself now?
I probably would, to be honest, because I'd be able to establish, like, if this was joinery, like, for, which it probably would be if it's antique, like, if it's just come off, usually you'll be able to get it back on quite easily if it's just slotting back in. What I would do if you want to do it yourself is take the leg to a DIY store and they'll know what it's made of, take a picture of where it's come out of, and they'll tell you what to do to either glue it or screw it back in.
Right. Okay. And you get that sort of advice, do you? In even in the big ones like Woody's and that, would you get advice
like
that?
Yeah, like they'll say to you even like, oh, that just looks like if it's antique, it's not as straightforward if you want to resell it. But like they'll be able to look at it and say, okay, that's come away because this has happened. This is where you go. I learned a lot at the very beginning from going into DIY stores and speaking to somebody who just knows what they're talking about with it.
Okay. Oh, negative press for vinegar. Stop
Why?
Press. Stop the press.
I
tried the soda bicarbonate and vinegar to clean my dishwasher today, but after the hot cycle, the bicarbonate was still in the cup.
That's not negative about vinegar. She can rest easy.
Right,
my
go
God,
on.
My blood pressure. So what you need to do when you put the vinegar in the top is tilt the cup so that water is able to fly into it from the spray arms. If you have a tilted cup, and it has to be a low-rise cup, like a little bowl.
Yeah.
If it's a mug, water's never going to get into her. If it's still not getting into it, you have a clogged spray arm. So take the spray arm off and look around it at all the holes. If it's clogged, get a cocktail stick and you'll be able to get the piece out.
There you go. Sorry, I shouldn't. It was bicarbonate, the soda bicarbonate, not the vinegar.
It probably was the cop, actually.
Your precious vinegar, your precious vinegar. Your hero. Vinegar, my hero.
My queen. Yeah.
Laura the Barra, thank you so much for all that
thank
great advice.
You.
We'll talk to you soon. Mind yourself. See you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.